When I moved to Bradford West Gwillimbury 28 years ago in February, I was invited by the Reverend Tim Walker of Bradford Baptist Church to join a group of guys from his church for hockey at the old arena on Friday nights. I was younger then and so eagerly accepted the invitation. I enjoyed the exercise and the banter with the other players. One of the Baptist members invited me to come to church on Sunday. I let him know that I had to work on Sunday but thanked him for the invitation. Each week he asked me and was evidently concerned that I didn't take him up on the invitation. As it happened, St. John's Presbyterian Church, where I serve as a minister, hosted a gathering and all of the churches in Bradford took part. The Baptist Church provided a worship band and led the singing. My buddy from hockey was part of the band. When he saw me in clerical garb and realized that my Sunday employment involved church and prevented me from attending his church, he gave me a look like, "You dirty dog." Pastor Tim created an environment where people wanted to come out and were eager to invite people to attend Bradford Baptist Church. During the days he served as the youth pastor, he had one of the largest youth groups around. Young people would flock to events, including the very popular Swamp Romp. Under Walker's leadership, the Bradford Ministerial Association was formed. At a gathering at Trinity Anglican Church, clergy from all of the Christian traditions agreed to work on a number of community initiatives together: Alliance, Anglican, Baptist, Lutheran, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Roman Catholic, and Ukrainian Orthodox. When two young women proposed a new youth hub, under the auspices of Cross Trainers Canada, Pastor Tim provided support for Jody Greenstreet and Patty LaRose. During COVID-19, Reverend Walker helped spearhead the drive by Christmas pageant. Six local churches prepared displays of various scenes in the Christmas story. Over 400 cars were counted at his church alone. In his almost 38 years of service at Bradford Baptist Church, he has endeared himself to many within the community, not just within his congregation. On Saturday, January 14, at 3 p.m., doors open at 2:30 p.m., there will be a celebration of Pastor Tim Walker's work at Bradford Baptist Church. He will be there with his wife Jackie and their adult children for a program followed by dessert and coffee. A box will be available at the event for congratulations, encouragement cards from guests. Note cards will be available for those who need them. What's next? Pastor Tim has been contemplating an expanded avenue of service that will allow him to share his preaching and teaching gifts across Canada, the States, and internationally. As well, he will continue his work of pastoral care and spiritual direction for people who get stuck in life. To facilitate his next phase of ministry, he was appointed as pastor in association at St. John's Presbyterian Church on Sunday, January 8. While the group of guys from Bradford Baptist Church no longer play hockey on Friday nights, many have been seen on golf courses. It was on one such round this past summer that my friend and colleague Tim let me know that he was making a transition. As he takes on his new responsibilities, I, for one, am thankful for his good work in our community. The Reverend Dr. Daniel Scott, minister at St. John's Presbyterian Church.